Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. With the US doubling tariffs on some Indian goods to 50%, the government is working on ways to shield the most vulnerable. Priyansh Verma and Shweta Punj report that the government is considering direct income support for employees of small businesses impacted by Trump's tariffs, with a potential rollout in the coming months. A 25,000 crore rupee support package is also being prepared under the Export Promotion Mission to provide affordable credit, better market access, and cushion the adverse impact of tariffs. For Indian diamond and jewellery exporters, the urgency couldn't be greater. Exporters face the daunting task of finding alternative markets for one of India's most valuable exports. The stakes are high. India sold nearly $10 billion worth of gems and jewellery to the US in fiscal year 2025, with diamonds alone accounting for $7 to $8 billion. Adrija also points out that front-loaded exports and softer crude oil prices may cushion India's current account deficit from Trump's tariffs. Big-ticket consumption is on pause. Flipkart and Amazon are holding back their festive sale plans until there's clarity on GST rates, reports Arya Mangupta. Shoppers are also deferring purchases in anticipation of a tax cut. Analysts expect a sharp rebound in sales once there's clarity on GST, with Datum Intelligence estimating festive season sales to rise by 27% to 1.2 lakh crore rupees. India is also pushing to cut its reliance on critical imports following recent curbs by China. Kristen Matthew Phillip writes that state-run BEML has invited bids to design indigenous tunnel boring machines, the giant cylindrical machines that grind through rock and soil, as it aims to make them locally. The company is seeking partnerships with globally reputed firms to design the machines, ranging from 6 meters to 16.5 meters in diameter. As the government prepares to enforce a ban on online real money games, a crucial meeting between government officials, banks, and fintech companies is scheduled for August 29th to discuss the operational rollout of the new law, reports Meghna Mittal. The talks will focus on curbing money flow, ensuring compliance with anti-money laundering norms, and facilitating consumer refunds. Ride-hailing startup Rapido is set to get a vote of confidence. Prosus is in talks to invest around $200 million in Rapido, valuing the company at around $2.5 to $2.7 billion, more than double its valuation just 8 months ago, report Tusha Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth. The deal could be in the form of primary capital or secondary deals, and Prosus is also considering purchasing a part of Swiggy's 12% stake in Rapido. And finally, the Finance Industry Development Council, FIDC, a group representing non-bank lenders, has received an in-principle approval from the Reserve Bank of India for a self-regulatory organization license, with the final approval expected soon, reports Manish M. Suvarna. FIDC has been actively engaging with the RBI and other regulatory bodies to advocate for reforms and the growth of NBFCs. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.